And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, Facebook and YouTube Live, and a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod, Rick Mexa, and along with Corey Sandin. We have bonus triple hosts today.
I love
Let's
it.
Let's Talk Hookup, and it's all because of Valerie Hoperich and Rob from Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Thank you,
and having a great time, giving away an amazing prize, too.
Boy, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter, and then as always, it'll be decided by a coin flip from Valerie at the end of the show whether this great prize goes to a caller or texter. $300 to Costa sunglasses. Your choice, man. You got $300 coming your way. Anything from Costa, you can pick out a killer high-end pair of glasses. You can buy two lower-priced pairs of glasses. You can get spend the extra money on
other
great clothing.
Sun shirts are great. Yeah.
Totally. Coolers. Just, they have so much great
backpacks.
Stuff. You got $300 coming your way from Costa, and really, really stoked to get to give that away to one lucky caller or texter. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through today, talk to Valerie, talk to Rob. 213-432-1090 is the number. We got pretty darn full phones right now, but there is one line open. 213-432-1090. And as always, keep those texts coming through on that Let's Talk Hookup app. There's been a ton of texts. One of the problems I've been having with going through the text today is they're all the same thing. Oh, my God. I went to Queen Charlotte Safari. I had the best time. Valerie's the best hope. Rob's the best fisherman. I love it. I love it. I love it. Like, they're all the same text from different people. It's so
fun.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
it's been a really, really fun morning.
For sure. Well, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about we talk to Blake, and Blake's calling us from Los Barriles this morning. Good morning, Blake.
What's up, Blake?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, everybody. I was lucky to fish with – yeah, I'm going to be down at Smokey's here in a little while.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll meet you.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to verify for you, Pete, how good the fishing is. Yeah, Chris actually told the truth. It is wide open El Dorado right now down here.
Yeah.
The weather's great, and I was lucky enough to fish with you and Corey and Harold and, of course, Valerie there. Good morning. So I'm down south working my way up. Luce was down here also. She said hello. But just like Rick just said, the same old recording, Valerie's place up there is just an amazing journey. And when you were talking about changing the name, it was getting pretty emotional for me. That's how classy of a person you are to do what you're doing with the traditional, the real name of that area. And thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you. Means a lot.
That's cool. So are we going to see you in Los Barriles on Thursday, Blake?
No, I wish you were, bud. I wish you were. Unfortunately, I'm leaving Tuesday. And good luck to you, buddy, out there with Chris and on the Vaquera. And they did get some wahoo yesterday, like Chris was saying.
Okay. Good news.
Yeah.
For
and
the group.
Yeah, and Dorado or the ones we were getting were, you know, between 12 and 15 pounders, so they were good. They were good.
Yeah. Very nice.
Cool. Blake, I'm going to need one favor. I'm going to need you to have a shrimp taco and a cold Pacifico at Smokey's in my honor.
Oh.
Have a great day.
I can do that for you, Rick. I can do that for you, Rick. And again, it was a pleasure to be with you guys and Valerie, and I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to chase some Albies one of these days.
Go ahead.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Hey,
speaking of Albies, are you going to give people that opportunity, Valerie?
Yeah, we've been teased a couple times here. What's the deal?
So, we are. We all, the guides and I talked about it, and I think what we're going to do is offer probably end of August. You can do one day of albacore and then 2 days of everything else. And depending on weather, of course.
Sure.
So what we did a trial run And the trial run was they went out on, they came in on the 2nd of September, and we looked at the week, and they went out on the 3rd, and it was, I think they got 24, I think, I believe, between the two boats. And the pictures are amazing, and I think I texted to you, Pete, that's showing the front part of Nathan's boat and looking back at the island.
Yeah.
And they're right on the continental shelf.
And they're catching albacore.
They're catching albacore.
Crazy.
And it was so crazy, though. It looked like the water was, you were in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
It was so blue.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Jeez, that's cool.
It was
Hey, Rob, Rob, is it possible to catch albies and salmon in the same day?
Oh, I'm sure he could. I mean, it's going to be a pretty full boat of fish.
That would be a good problem, right?
Yeah, yeah. Nothing wrong with that problem, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And what is the grade of the albacore that you guys got this year?
Oh, it's fabulous. It's, like, so firm and fatty. It's unreal. It's, I don't know if, I mean, I've never had albacore from down south, but from what I heard from a couple people, yeah, I mean, you're looking at between, you know, 15 to 40 pounds.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice weight.
Yeah, big boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that processor did them, like, perfecto.
Yeah.
As far as processing.
No surprise.
So that'll be toward the end of the season that you'll offer that opportunity,
yes.
Right? Which would
yes.
be end of August, beginning of September.
Mm-hmm. Right? I'm gonna as soon as I get back from after this, I'm doing another show. As soon as I get done my show.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna work on it.
Wow.
We're gonna put it together. So
yeah
the guys are all they're in. So
yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
And it's something that we may not have forever.
Sure.
But, I'm just going to give an example. Like, I know Nathan, because where they were fishing, they came right back up, and they got their limonene cod coming back in after they got their tuna.
So, how incredible.
You know.
Wow.
Why not?
The options are there.
Why not?
And it's a mile off the beach.
Yes, and it could be longer, like Rob was saying.
You could have to go 10 miles. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, Rick, you have a great text, huh?
I thought so, yeah. Let me pull it right back up here. And this one was from John from Mira Mesa. And the reason I wanted to read this text, there's a lot of texts that were very similar to this. So this is John's that's making it, but a lot of them covered it. And it was all about the travel in. It says, Valerie, regarding my travel from San Diego, how many days do I need to allow? But then also, how many days do you recommend for side travel to get to the lodge? I'm wanting to do like a 3-day fishing trip, but he wants to know if he should add days to the front or the back end, both to allow for travel and then also allow for fun to do side venture.
Yeah, very good question. So I have our trips completely like in out days for 25 and 26, like we're ready, right? So let's say you come in on a Friday.
Right.
So out of San Diego, depending, you could come up if you want a few days in Vancouver before, you could come in. We have the hotel, of course. We get Angler Rate, a really good rate, and want to tour Vancouver, and then come on up to us on that Friday. But if, let's say, you don't want to, like you just want to come straight up, depending on flight times, which we will have this month, you can come all the way through, connect to the flight to Sandspit, and then you're in Sandspit that afternoon. And then you're going to fish, 3 full days of fishing. And then on the 5th day, you have an option of going all the way home or staying in Vancouver at the Fairmont again. And they do have a fish valet.
Which is so convenient.
And it's so good. It is.
It's amazing.
They store your fish for you.
Fish valet.
Little butler comes out.
But it's so crazy because you're in the airport. Like, you literally, you have your stuff on a cart, which, thank you, Canadians in Vancouver Airport.
It's all free.
It's all free. You get your cart. You go right there. It's literally a 3-minute walk.
And then you get a card.
Yes.
Like your car.
And you're in a 5-star hotel right there.
It's legit. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. So depending on what you want to do. So that's where my office on the U.S. side comes in. We're all about putting your trip together depending on what you want to do. So if you want extra time, no problem. If you just want to stick to the 5-day trip, no problem.
And Vancouver is a beautiful town.
It's
and the people,
lovely.
I've heard it my whole life. The first time I went to Canada was last year, all right, for the trip. Canadian,
I didn't know that.
Yes, Canadian
oh.
Canadian people are beautiful.
They're
it's
nice.
So here's the crazy thing. The TSA, every time I go through a US TSA through the airport, they're so gruff and their faces like they just like they have to use a restroom or something. They're just so unfriendly. When you go to Canada, leave it to me. Leave it to me.
No,
but
I do.
But it's
no,
honest.
I get it.
It's honest.
I get it.
But
yeah.
When Canada, they were actually smiling and laughing,
yeah.
And they're doing their job.
They're nice
but,
people.
But they're very happy that
yeah.
You're there and laughing with the kids. And that. It's a different, complete different
yeah.
Scenario.
Very wonderful people.
Yeah. And I'll mention this, too, is that the U.S. dollar is very strong against the Canadian dollar. It's mm-hmm. like 70 cents to the dollar, right? Something like that.
It fluctuates.
But that means like your, and then the rate you get at the Fairmont, it makes it like $200 a night for a Fairmont. I mean, look at any Fairmont in the world. They're $600-$700 a night.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very good rate.
Because
yeah.
It's a high-end, it's a very high-end hotel. And then that area where the airport is Richmond, has the best Asian food you'll ever
yes.
Every this size of the Orient.
You said that multiple
yeah.
times that
oh, yeah.
was like such a highlight of the stopover time.
Absolutely, because there was such a migration
okay.
of people from China and Asia mm-hmm. over, right, Valerie?
Yes.
And so there's dozens and dozens
and
of just taxi fabulous
and you're just.
Yeah,
there's several of them.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
So it's kind of fun. And if you want to go to downtown Vancouver, it's maybe 20 minutes away.
You hop on the SkyTrain, and so that was built for the Olympics. And there's a station in the Vancouver airports between domestic and the Fairmont, right in between.
Very
reasonable.
Yeah.
Hop on it downtown.
You go right there. Miss all the traffic. Yeah,
easy.
Stanley Park is gorgeous, right?
It is.
Yeah. I mean, truly, Vancouver is spread out and beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful place. So if you want to spend an extra day, what if you wanted to spend an extra day on Haida Gwaii?
You stay with us, of course.
Oh, you would? You would have an option for people to
yep.
be able to stay an extra
yes.
day? You can do that.
Yes. I've had several people do that.
No kidding.
Yes. And then we arrange a tour and they tour and no, so it's. You know, I can't have 24 people stay extra.
Understand.
But that's why we have the extra rooms, so that I've had a lot of couples that stayed extra.
Yeah.
And you could take with Haida Style Expeditions and go into the other side of the island, of Moresby Island, and you can go in and see, like, Skidans, go into Windy Bay, and you see the totems, you can sit in hot springs. And
trout fishing, I hear, is very, very good.
I know it. Okay, we haven't expanded that. We're talking about albacore.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is there. So many different options.
Really cool.
Yeah.
A lot of options.
It's crazy because we're talking Haida Gwaii, and we're talking an island.
Islands, yes.
It's huge. I looked at it. I mapped it out. It's 150 miles long.
Yeah.
It's
Haida Gwaii?
Haida Gwaii.
Wow.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a big island.
And we didn't talk about when we're on the boats and traveling through the passage.
The channel.
The 18, 19 miles or whatever it is, I don't know the exact number, but it is the...
I bet Rob does.
Rob?
Yeah, I'm sure.
28 or 24, I believe, to the outside.
Oh, and so that ride is the most calm, beautiful... Yeah, so if you're
spectacular
traveling...
Spectacular ride.
It is so beautiful. It's the most scenic 45 minutes to an hour of your life.
And deer and waters. And,
yeah.
And it's all lee protected, like inside
it's
water.
Inside,
yeah,
it's between two islands.
Yeah. It's in between the
yeah.
two guys.
It's amazing.
It's not like, you know, my journey coming from, I'm saying, north to south yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell people this will be the best commute to your fishing ground that you'll ever have in the world.
It's amazing. Seriously.
Yeah. So,
lots of people sleep.
Yeah. And if you sleep, you miss it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The west side of the island, if you're fishing, I mean, maximum 5-6 miles from where you enter the west side there,
So the 90% of your ride is the calmest. It's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, you've been thinking of purchasing an outboard? Don't delay and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 6, 2024, eligible new 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $500 in dealer credit. New Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include 7 years of coverage protection, and new 350 to 30 horsepower outboards comes with 6 years of coverage protections. No need to delay. Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event is right now at your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha, reliability starts here, and of course there's exclusions and exceptions apply, but check with your local Yamaha dealer.
All right. Hey, with that said, let's find out what's going on the water. It is time for our FishDope.com report, and we are going to find out what's going on with our thanks to our good friends at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the new, easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. A day off for the angler's realtor. We got the man, the boss.
D-Man.
Yeah, Danny from Fish Dope is on the line with the report this morning. Good morning, Danny.
What's up, Danny?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
We're great, buddy. Anxious to hear about some good fishing.
Well, I'm going to start at Catalina Island. There is a ton of squid in the Salta Verde, Silver Canyon, Palisades area. A lot of squid boats are working it. And if history holds true, there should be yellowtail starting to show on that stuff between now and Thanksgiving. Just hopefully the squid sticks around and it should get good. I'm going to skip Clemente because Wooly already took care of that. Coronado's really good fishing. There's yellows running deep on the ridge down by SKR. There's yellows deep along North Island at yo-yo fishing. This is traditional wintertime stuff. I expect to see it continue for a while. And the bluefin are still there at SKR. Skip offshore. Bluefin are at Cherry. That's pretty much the only zone that's holding fish right now, and it's hero or zero fishing. You know the way bluefin are. Some boats are whack 'em, and some boats, I know a couple short boats that it hit 15 or 20 sonar marks and got nothing.
So they're not on the banks anymore.
Well, they're all around the Cherry Bank. They left Tanner.
Interesting.
There's still a little bit on Tanner, but it's not that great. Here's the fun stuff. Behind Clemente, and again, for the San Diego guys, in Coronado Canyon and the 302, there are some yellowfin running with dolphins. Elgato Dos and a few other boats got really good scores. You know, just get that jig stop and throw a ton of bait.
And then
the dolphin again. That's fun stuff.
It was so cool.
That's pretty much what I got for this week.
Yeah, the gray of that fish, like Ricky was saying, there's some 70-pounders in there, right?
Yes, sir. Anywhere from 15 to 70. You know, don't throw the 15 pound. You're likely to be, you know.
No doubt.
So,
well, great news, Danny. Really good to hear about that good yellowtail fishing out the Coronado Islands. Bluefin still in the game. Some hero and zero reports from the bluefin grounds, but still good opportunities out there. I know we heard from Captain Frank Lopresti talking about that big hit that the Polaris Supreme had on big fish in a new area behind Clemente. So, yeah, some very, very good fishing we had. And, man, it's always nice to have fishdope.com on your back because you get an overview of everything that happened, where it happened, and, following like the hot bite icons, you can kind of watch where those trends are happening. A fantastic job as always, Danny. We sure appreciate you keeping us in the loop.
For sure. And if you want a new membership to fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. Danny, you're the best.
No doubt.
Fishdope.com.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See you, Danny. Appreciate that very much.
All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, like you say, that $30 code, Norris Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and, most importantly, reliability. Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System. That allows you to monitor the health and charging status of your batteries by using an app on your phone. Norisk also has a great line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the very best for your boat with Norisk Lithium. Check norisklithium.com or just go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine at both their Anaheim and Lakeside locations for your Norisk Lithium batteries.
And they are just coming out with this new line of Norisk that should be it's shipping right now. So go see your local dealer there and check out the newest things from Norisk. They're the best in lithium for sure. We talked about it yesterday. Rod Building 101 is coming this Wednesday to the Portuguese Hall here in Shelter Island, San Diego, and it's hosted by Fisherman's Landing and the San Diego Anglers, and you have the probably the four best custom rod builders in the on the planet: Jim Trelekas, Bill Havens, Joe LaMonaco, and Chris Lafemme.
Latham.
And it's open to the public, and they're going to teach you how to build your own rod.
It's a really cool event. Whether you're a high-end rod builder, a hobbyist, or have never done it and just would like to add another, you know, cool trick to your bag of tricks, and basically they're going to go over everything: how to pick out a rod blank, how to spline the rod. How to set and install a grip, how to wrap guides, how to pick components. And, like, these guys are going to be set up at different stations. And, I mean, Jim Trelekas is one of the – I mean, and same with Bill Havens. I mean, these guys are, like, world-renowned rod builders.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just going to get to sit and have – I mean, it's like
–
Exactly. It's like having Michael Jordan teach you how to throw free throws at a free event at Portuguese Hall. It's going to be a really big night.
So and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be there to sell you components and rods and stuff?
Not to sell. Just going to have our whole crew there. This is an education thing.
But so if you want to bring some stuff and have those guys show you how to do it,
sure,
bring it, right?
It's just going to be, exactly.
Bring your own.
We're going to have all our
Bring your own rod components.
We're going to have our crew there because our guys are amazing at helping a guy figure out what is the right blank or the right components.
Yeah.
These guys are the world's experts at putting the parts to the rod and how to do it. And, you know, I'm biased, but I think our guys are the best in the world at knowing blanks and components and materials and that kind of stuff.
Because you guys specialize in that.
It's just going to be a big, rad educational day with a big raffle. And as you know, everything San Diego Anglers does is first class.
Yeah, for sure. 6 p.m., the doors open Wednesday, this Wednesday, and the seminar starts at 7. So it's free. Portuguese Hall right there on Shelter Island. Check it out. The Rod Building 101.
There it is.
Fantastic. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
How about we talk to John? He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning. I don't know where to start. I've been talking to Valerie at the Bart Hall shows and for years, and it was her being on your show last year that kind of tipped the scales and said, I got to go to this place. And boy,
I love it.
Was it ever amazing? Yeah. Well, I did. I went with Corey and on this last summer. And it was amazing. Corey was a great host, and we fished with Nathan. We went out. Evan and Jack were the two other guys on the boat with me and my buddy Dave. We had an amazing time. And I remember Corey saying he could fish anywhere in the world, you know, and he always loves going to Queen Charlotte Safaris. And I thought, wow, that's quite a testimony for a guy like Corey who really could and probably has fished all over the world. So anyway, I'm real excited about the albacore and salmon combo trip, and I just am waiting for the dates to see when we can book again. And one last thing, you know, they always say that it's a bucket list trip, but I don't see it as a bucket list because I'm planning on going back. And, you know, it's not like you do it once in your life, and it's not a one and done, you know. So, anyway, thanks.
It's like a trip of a lifetime that you want to do over and over again, right?
John, I got to hear with the testimony. What was your highlight fish from your trip?
The king salmon. I love king salmon, and we caught just, you know, it was pretty much quick action, 25 to 30 pounders, and the lingcod were incredible. I couldn't believe the amount and size of the lingcod. That was really something. The halibut, we didn't catch very many. We caught a day limit on one day, but then the weather came up and we couldn't get back out for our final day. We would have had limits on all the species had the weather cooperated, but that's just fishing, I guess. It was fantastic.
You still call them plenty of processed fish, I'm sure.
That's awesome.
Beautifully processed fish, I might add.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
John, reach out to me. Just send me an email. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I just going to say I need some recipes on lingcod.
Oh, man. I know, working on that. I have two from Chef John.
Oh, cool.
I do.
A little olive oil, add a little bit of butter in the pan.
It doesn't take much.
About the time you're done, add some capers and salt.
Oh, there you go.
Voila.
Corey, the man. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here from Tim in Ojai. He says, good morning, Pete, Rick, Valerie, Rob, and Corey. My wife and I came up to celebrate our retirement, and thoroughly enjoyed every aspect of the trip. Captain Rob was our guide, and he got my wife and her first coho and had a great time pointing out how she listens better than me, which is always true with the women, right? Using the traditional salmon rods and reels, keep your tips up, Rob.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Rob knows I'm the prime example of slapping the hand. Typical Southern California dude wants to pull as hard as he can and get the fish in. And what do you think, Rob?
No, you got to enjoy it, Corey. You know how it is. You know how it is.
And take your time. Enjoy the fish.
The traditional BC method.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah, the mucklebusters, those rods, like they're like fly rods. They bend so parabolically.
Yeah, I know. You really got to. It's more of a using the rod as a suspension to fight the fish because of having the barbless hooks. You know, you just any tension let off and the fish is gone. So you want to keep that rod bent and keep the suspension of the rod. Just having it so it keeps the hook in the mouth of the fish. So it's a little bit of a different ball game. Once you get used to it, it's definitely a fun thing to do.
And you can use conventional gear too if you don't want to use the traditional BC method.
Not on Rob's boat.
Not on Rob's boat.
Oh, okay. Which is great because it adds a fun element to fishing.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
And we call them knuckle busters, but get your hand out of the way. They're not going to knuckle bust you. You know what I mean? It's fun.
When I love the story that Corey was telling during the break of that style of fish. And like you said, you got to be careful when things can happen and hooks can come out. And, you know, Corey was fighting a big fish that got close to the boat and it shook its head just right and the fish came off. And you know, Rob was like, oh, man, that's such a nice one. And Corey's like, there's a box absolutely full. And it took us minutes to hook this fish. It's going to take us minutes to hook the next one. No big deal. It sounds so cool. Well, Rob, sounds like great fishing and lots of fun. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about that, more with you. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The new Brutus Pacific Pro from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low-power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Pacific Pro by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at better fishing stores near you.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com, and like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning talking Queen Charlotte Safaris. If you want to get in on the fun, 213-432-1090 is how you do it, or keep those great texts rolling through on our Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, indeed, and a lot of good stuff. The Liberty, if you saw our shot outside there on the camera, the Liberty's sitting at the dock today because they're on a two-day trip tonight.
Yeah.
And we have a Let's Talk Hookup two-day trip next week. It leaves on the 14th and through the 16th, a two-day limited load trip, limited 25 people.
Oh, my God.
And the price is unbelievable on it. And I can't believe there's still spots available.
On a two-day.
On a two-day, on the Liberty. On that. So it leaves next, it would be next Monday and comes back Wednesday. It's inexpensive.
Yeah.
So if you want to go, check fishermanslanding.com, book it right online, the Liberty. Then, of course, we talked about the spots on the seven-day Shogun trip,
yeah.
Let's Talk Hookup trip this month, hosted by Mr. Ron Lane himself. And then yesterday I saw the Royal Star and talked to the crew on the Royal Star, and they're having such fabulous fishing down on the ridge. And they have spots available on the Royal Star available on trips this October and November, which is unheard of.
There's a lot of people out there. We hear a bunch in the shop that a wahoo is a fish on somebody's bucket list. Man, I really want to catch a wahoo. I think if there was ever a year that you go, man, do
wahoo, yellowfin,
do a fall 6-day or longer trip, preferably a 7-day, maybe even an 8-day. Right now, there is unbelievable big grade yellowfin fishing, and I mean, the Rocks has kicked out some epic wahoo scores these last couple of weeks. I mean, you know, it was like I was reading one, you know, the other day, common all day long 3- and 4-way jig strikes with, you know, 10 to 20 fish on jigs in the bombs after those stops. I mean, yeah, 30 fish stops on wahoo, and
sign
if
me
you're
up.
Landing that, you know, that's such a humbling fish where, you know, you get a lot of bites.
Yeah.
If you're landing 30, you probably hooked 60 or 70 fish just in that stop. It's been really, really good. An amazing fall ridge year this year.
Check ShogunSportFishing.com or RoyalStarSportFishing.com and book one of those trips, because like Rick says, it's an epic year for
great
them.
Year
and get on it while you can. Chef Harold Davis. I know. Chef
Harold Davis.
Harold Davis, right? Harold Davis, who co-hosts our Queen Charlotte Safari trips. Chef Harold, I had no idea he had the talents, right?
I believe
he says, this is a recipe for cooking lingcod. It can be used on lingcod, halibut, any kind of white fish. Season fish, pat fish dry with paper towel and discard. Heat oil, heat in a large skillet over medium heat, and the oil heats thoroughly. Cook the fish skin side down, place the fillets skin side down, and press down gently for a few seconds so the skin doesn't curl. Sear until the skin is golden and then easily releases from the pan, about 3 minutes. Flip and continue to cook. Carefully flip the fish using a spatula and add butter, lemon juice, and capers into the pan. Cook the fish, tilting the pan so that the butter and the side of the pan, and use a spoon to splash the butter over the top and baste the fish until it's cooked through, about an additional minute. Serve, garnish with herbs. Serve the fish with lemon wedges on the side. There you go. Harold Davis's recipe for ling cod.
A prime example, you can't screw up a good fish.
Yeah, because that's an easy recipe.
It is. Super
yeah,
easy.
It's super easy.
And garlic. Did I hear garlic? Garlic's a pile.
No, I didn't say anything about garlic, but I would agree with Corey.
Yes.
Got to throw in the garlic,
caper, and little lemon zest.
Yeah, maybe a little white wine spot.
Lemon zest.
Yeah. But again, hard to screw up. But you can pretty much do anything you want.
It's
hard to screw up a fish of that quality.
Oh, it's delicious.
Rob, do you have any special recipes for ling cod or halibut?
Beer batter is a good one always, but another one that was kind of weird that was I found out a couple years ago was Tony Sacheret's Creole seasoning.
Oh yeah.
Flour, Tony Sacheret's, and a little bit of cinnamon, and then just pan fried in butter.
Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good, yeah.
For sure. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Torrance this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks a lot for a great show. Aliar went out and took us on the Polaris Supreme. We got back Tuesday, and he fishes so hard, and I just want to thank you for a great trip. We got several bluefin and fished the Cherry Bank area. And if I'm going to cook some of my bluefin when it's fresh, after I'm done eating sashimi, I'm going to put some olive oil, cilantro, and fresh garlic, and then sear it over a barbecue, and you got to have some lemon, and that's how I do it. But I hope you guys have a great day. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Hey, glad you had a great trip on the Polaris Supreme. Good fishing.
No doubt.
And Aliar fishes hard.
Hey, I had a great text this morning. It says, good morning, Let's Talk Hookup team. My question's for Valerie. Where can I find out a little more details on a Queen Charlotte's package? I'm interested in the seasons, the cost, how to make reservations, all the backside stuff. That's from D.C. and Mission Viejo.
Hi, good. Thank you for that. Just write to the website, qcsafaris.com. Go to Contact Us. Fill it out. It's going to come right to my email, and I'll get everything sent out to you.
There you go. So, again, qcsafaris.com.
Yes.
And then Valerie's amazing to talk to on the phone. If you have any questions or any more detail, just call Valerie.
Yeah, just call me. Here's my cell. Okay, I mean, it's 805-698-9590. Comes right to me.
How about that?
Very good. All right. Here's another great text from John at Upland. He says, hi, guys. Great show. Can Valerie go over the fish limits on the species that you can in Canada? And this is good because it's very liberal for the Canadians.
Yep. And yes, I can. I can, or Rob can either of it.
Okay. Rob probably.
Way.
Yeah. Rob, you want to go over limits?
I can.
Well, it's between, so for your daily limit and a possession limit, your daily limit is your daily limit, obviously, and then your possession is your 2 days. So you have 2, 4, or 1, 2 for Chinook, depending on the time of the season, which can change at any time. It can be always 2, 4. It can always be always 1, 2.
So it doesn't.
Then you have.
On Chinook or King Salmon, 2, 4. So 4 in possession for your 3 day trip, or 2 per day, but it can, or 1, 2. But that can be in June, July, or August. It depends on.
Yeah, it consistently changes every year with DFO's regulations, and then your halibut or 1, 2, two small ones or one big one, and that changes whether they allow you to take the 2 on the 1 day, changes during the year, and then your ling cod is a 6. And
you say ling cod is 6, any size?
Almost.
It's ridiculous.
Six above 65 centimeters, so above 2 feet, basically, a little over 2 feet.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
So you can keep 6, and how many a day?
3.
Six a day, but we're kind of, it's going to, that might change
and might be going down to four or three. We're not sure. But, yeah, so, right now this year it was really good.
And that's the big one. It has to be bigger than 2 feet,
right,
which you wouldn't keep the little ones anyway.
Try finding one.
No, we wanted to let them have a chance to breed.
I don't think I've ever seen one that small.
That's what I'm saying.
Very, very, very generous limits. And then rockfish depends on the species, right?
Depends on the species, but, yeah, it's the same with six.
And what about coho?
Coho is, so salmon you can have four per day. Sometimes chinook is one, sometimes chinook is two. But you can have four per day, eight total. So you could have eight coho if you wanted to, but you obviously don't want that. You want to have at least your two chinook or four chinook.
Yeah.
And total of eight salmon.
Wow.
And regardless of how it all works out, I mean, you're bringing home minimal, a full box, and working on a second box. Like, no matter what the limits are, and I have to say, the harvest is the most amazing part of it for myself, right? I'm bringing home this beautiful chinook and halibut and ling cod, and it's all done in 5 mil bags. Your processor does the most beautiful job. It's fishermen, like we down here, Rob, we have Fisherman's Processing, who sets the bar for the highest standard, and it's equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
It's Fisherman's Processing quality. Yeah, 5 mil bags.
Yeah. And that's all fish that keeps so well.
Through the whole year.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy that the whole year long.
And in addition, it's all included in your package.
Part of the deal. You don't pay any extra for fish processing.
And let's say there's four of you and you're dividing even, like you're pulling your fish together in the boat, right? They divide it evenly. We pay for that cost to divide to the fish. There's a cost to that. Queen Charles as far as pays for that. That's included.
Wow.
Same with the fish boxes. All included.
And that's hundreds of dollars in fish processing.
If you've ever paid your bill at Fisherman's Processing,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's hundreds of dollars
it's
worth of
it's quality.
Yeah.
Like, it's certified, plant.
Actually, the Ironman Gary White has a question about that. You talk about Queen Charlotte Safaris, and it always says how hardworking Valerie is and your staff are. What fish processing do you offer? So that's kind of, you said it's part of the mm-hmm. deal. But who handles that? Does Rob handle that?
No.
Do you have people on the dock that take care of it?
So we actually use T&M Seafood. They're right there in DG, which is on the other island. So you drop your fish off. They handle it. So it's all tagged per boat.
It's so cleanly done.
It's like so cleanly done. They're amazing. I've known Tom 2005. He's awesome.
So on your way back in, you stop at the other island, which is what, about a mile from the lodge?
Well, it's kind of on the way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the way.
The other way.
Yeah.
And so that gives you a whole other, like, little journey to see another part of the island.
Yeah.
Because there are other islands where normally, if you just come straight back through. So Tom is certified plant. His team meets you at the dock. We get our ice there. Everything's on ice. And everything, Queen Charlotte Safaris has a special bin. And a bin's within the bin of all our fish. And it gets cut every night. Then it goes on a tray. And it's all vacuum packed, flash frozen. And then on turnaround day, one of my team, one of the guides, one of the team, they go over, get the fish, meets us at the airport. It's awesome.
Seamless.
Done. Seamless.
Yeah, and then you get in line for your flight back to Vancouver, Valerie and her team are right there
putting
the fish pockets on your cart.
Yes. That's amazing.
It's like you don't have to do anything.
Nope.
Yeah, but eat.
Catch fish. And take in the beauty and enjoy it.
Exactly.
All of it.
I had one real quick text that I had to read that switches gears for the fastest. It's, Rick, I have to tell you, I just got off my 2-day Pacific Dawn trip. I happened to see you the second before I got on, and I got 165-pound bluefin tuna and won the jackpot.
Wow.
The reason I had to read that is Mike shared with me that Corey has been his good luck charm. He has called the radio show when Corey's on two trips in a row, and he'd caught a big giant tuna, and he said he was due to miss because he had so many big ones, and then he and I had just chatted in the parking lot just before he left, and he had 165-pounder on the jackpot, another big one. So
I'm good for something.
You got it, Corey. Congratulations, Steve. That's awesome.
That's huge.
Well, in the meantime, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Mike. He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Real quick here, I have a pencil and paper in front of me. So, Valerie, how do you spell the Haida-Gwaii? And second, do you post any YouTube videos On the lodges there, that's what I mainly watch, and I'd like to get my wife to see one to get her interested on going up there. Thank you.
Yeah, we do have YouTube in Haida Gwaii, so you can go there. And we have some videos on our website as well. And Haida is spelled H-A-I-D-A space G-W-A-I-I. And since we're talking about that real quick, I just got a couple of texts about people asking if we're selling or...
Concerned with the name change.
Yeah, concerned with the name change. This is... We've always had Haida Gwaii in our name, but this is going to... The Queen Charlotte is being dropped, basically. We're keeping the safaris, and we're keeping the Haida Gwaii, and we're going to keep it Haida Gwaii safaris to keep it simple.
And it's a respect for the indigenous
100%
people.
100% respect. Yeah. So, no, I'm not selling, unless I guess someone wants to buy. But, no, we're not selling. We're just doing the respectful. And, again, Haida Gwaii means islands of the people, and... That's where we are.
With the indigenous people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the sports shows like Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Festival in March, which you will be there, what will we see when we're looking for Valerie? Will we see Queen Charlotte
you'll
Safaris or will we see Haida Gwaii?
You'll still see both.
Okay.
Like, it's going to take some time. I mean, next year, 20 years... So 20 years of branding and marketing, so it's going to take some time. But we've always had Haida Gwaii in everything. So.
But Valerie isn't going anywhere. That's the concern.
No, I'm here.
You're there.
All right.
Yeah. I am here.
And that's what makes Haida Gwaii Safaris or Queen Charlotte Safaris so special.
Right.
I can tell you that. Right, Rob?
Yeah, you better believe that. My lady's a workhorse.
And also, I have an amazing team. Like, I was explaining to somebody at dinner last night. I ate here locally. I walked into the American Tavern, and the Padres game was on, and everyone's cheering, and I was sitting next to this father and son, and I had my little jacket on, and they just kind of asked. And anyway, I mean, we're literally 4 months of a family. We really are. And we probably see our QCS family, our Haida Gwaii family, more than we see our own family and spend so much time together. And so it's all about community working together. There is no break. And I need to give a hat off because we've been talking about me and also Rob, but we also have Taro, Erica, Nathan, Chris, Chef John.
Royce.
Yeah.
Aubrey.
Can't miss Aubrey. Melanie, Rachel, Diane. Diane, like, this was her 15th year working.
Wow.
Yeah.
Corey, did you have the crab feast this year?
Are you kidding me?
I mean, it is the most insane crab feast.
I live for it.
Corey is the champion crab eater.
I used to hold
the crown, but
he's throwing the champ.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Corey is like the champ.
Okay.
Put the bib on and stand back.
Okay.
Lay down Dungeness, man. Watch out.
It's so good. Yeah, and you catch it yourself, right?
Well, you as a team on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's so fun.
You mentioned Erica. You have Rob, Nathan, you have the whole crew of captains. Mm-hmm. But you very especially have a woman captain.
And Erica.
Just a lovely lady that you would never know. And she comes to the dinner, and you're like, where did she come from? She's actually part of the captain crew.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And an indigenous person.
Yes.
Yes.
She's on the Sunshine Coast.
That's so cool. Hey, John and Mira Mesa wants to know, and I'll answer this because I've done it several times, how you get to Queen Charlotte Safaris from San Diego.
Easy.
It's easy. So there's three different nonstops on Air Canada.
Mm-hmm. To Vancouver.
You fly directly to Vancouver. It's like 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 45 minutes. And then you either connect to the afternoon flight to Haida Gwaii or Sanspit, which is an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes. Or you spend the night and then connect the and enjoy what's around there and then connect the next day. And then on the way back, generally speaking, you can do the same thing in reverse but not have to spend the night and just rock right through.
Yeah.
But sometimes you might want to spend the night.
And for those that are not spending the night, and if they are on Air Canada, we will check the fish from Sanspit, and you'll pick it up in San Diego. And We clear customs. There's a United States Customs Office.
Super unique.
In Vancouver Airport. So when you get back to the United States, you're done.
It's the only...
So easy.
The only U.S. Customs port outside of the United States.
Where yes, they have one in Toronto as well.
There is, okay. Mm-hmm. Where you can clear customs, you arrive in San Diego, it's like you're on a domestic flight.
Yes. If you're not coming from San Diego, there's several other airlines. United flies there. Alaska Airlines flies there. Generally speaking, the Air Canada has the most direct routes to Vancouver, though. But there are other alternatives that you can go.
Sure.
If you want to use your miles or something like that.
Yeah,
on
absolutely.
Airline.
And so when you get booked and we get the welcome packet out, there's the whole form. Would you like assistance with airfare to Vancouver? And you mark, check a yes. There we are. We'll go from there.
Valerie's got it all dialed in. The other thing that's super cool is the lunch. When you get there, you check the boxes. You basically custom make your lunch every day, and it's there on the boat when you go fishing.
That's right.
Yep.
It's cool having all those steps to make the airport travel so fast, especially now that Corey is on the no-fly list through TSA. Like, pretty much from here on out, like he's been kicked off a TSA pre-check for sure. So having those extra steps to customs are really going to help things out. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally, all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Hey, San Diego, the Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of Ford vehicles, like the Built Wild Bronco family, with a deal you just can't miss. Your biggest adventures are awaiting. Make it Ford, make it yours, make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it is time to find out who's got $300 of Costa coming their way, whether it's a caller or a texter. And Valerie's going to do us the honors of flipping our prize coin here. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Tom, who is texting us from the Bay Area. You've got $300 in Costa coming your way. Congratulations. You are going to love your new shades.
Yeah, for sure. And Valerie and Rob, you guys are so awesome, and I can't wait to go back up there. And Rob, thank you for joining us on the phone. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, no.
No worries. Thank you very much. It was a great show, guys. Thank you a lot for having me on.
Yeah, and we look forward to fishing with you next year. I know all of us love to visit there, and I look forward to it. And, Valerie, how do we do that? How do we visit Queen Charlotte, and do you have any spots available?
We have two on your trip, which is August 3 through 7, and we're looking for a single angler on your trip, Corey, which is July 30th to August 3rd.
And you mentioned something about friendly for a female.
Yes, because that particular, I mean, female, male doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have spots in June, too, which is one of the hidden secrets of Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Our hidden gem.
Yeah. Spots in June, which great weather and fantastic fishing for everything, right? And you get the first shot at the lingcod and the rockfish, right?
Pinnacles.
And the
And you're most likely guaranteed to get a two shuck for that point of the season, too, in June.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That too, because it's beginning of the season, right, Rob?
Yeah,
two per day.
I want to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're talking about that for 2026.
Yeah. There you go.
And for getting hold of me, you can just, again, write to the website, qcsafaris.com, and just fill out your form and send it to me.
Perfect.
Good job, you guys.
All right. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. And thank you out there. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board for us. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup website. Thank you for all your texts, your calls, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup on all our different channels. Next Saturday, Rosie Flower from Sagro Sport Fishing. And then next Sunday, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. It'll be Corey and Rick next Saturday as I go down to host our Let's Talk Hookup Palmaster Cortez 30th Annual Tournament. And I'll be giving you the report from there. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, the Let's Talk Hookup app, and YouTube and Facebook Live.